Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on heavenly versus earthly. Last week, we ended talking about the division between Christ, who dwells in us, and the great need for us to see the distinction between our soul and our in Christ. It is probably the greatest need in the body of Christ today. But sadly, the need for greater spiritual discernment is so overlooked and rarely discussed. Most Christians do and say what they want to say and do without knowing the spiritual and often the physical consequences. And did you know discernment, a greater spiritual discernment between our soul and Christ is actually going to happen the more that we come and see Christ, come in, you know, to know Christ. And why? Well, his revelation results in spiritual discernment. Let me say that again. Coming to know Christ gives us revelation, and that revelation will result in a greater spiritual discernment. It is not the result of following bullet points or a flow sheet or any of that stuff. Oh, no. No. When we say there is a great need for spiritual discernment between our soul and his spirit, we are really saying that there is a great need to come to know Jesus Christ. For knowing him results, again, in this spiritual discernment. Wow. This discernment, this spiritual discernment, is especially vital because a primary goal of Satan and some men and women that I know is to try to get us to accept our soul's power with all of its human traits and to get us to accept our emotions with all of its fleshly characteristics. And believe it or not, it is the goal of the enemy, that would be Satan and some men and women that I know, to get us to accept these as the Spirit of God. Wow, let me say that again. This is so important. This is the goal of the enemy, of Satan and some men and women that I know, to get us to accept our emotions and our natural man traits as the Spirit of God that is in us. Now I hope you got that, my friend, because the enemy, Satan, and some men and women want to build in us a false Christianity, one that is based upon that which is earthly and of the flesh. He wants us to build in us, not the new man, and you can see that in 2 Corinthians 5:17 in Christ, but one that is based upon the old man in Adam. And if Satan can, you know, present a counterfeit Christ to us, one that consists of those earthly elements that are found in the natural man, then he will easily deceive us. Now open up your spirit real wide here. This is so important. It would be almost impossible for us to come to know a real Christ once we have accepted a false Christ that is built out of the materials of our own soul and natural man. Let me say that again. It is almost impossible for us to know Christ, you know, after we have accepted a false Christ that is built out of the material of our own soul and natural man. Millions of folks, Christians included, have been deceived in thinking that their soul and natural man is the Spirit of God in them. Let me say that again. Just millions of people, Christians included, are deceived thinking that their soul and natural man is the Spirit of God in them. They are living in a delusional and false Christianity with corrupt faith that is based not upon the true knowledge of Jesus Christ, not on his life, but based upon their natural life. And as long as things are going good and things, you know, are going well in their little religious church activities, God is on the throne, as they say, and all is well. in their religious world. But when something goes wrong, maybe sickness, whatever it be, happens in their little religious world, maybe what we often call bad things, their little religious world is rocked and they fall out of God. And in most cases, they fall out of their religious practices while they're thinking, what happened, with little to no hope to find the answers. The problem was not the problem that came into their lives, oh no, but the problem was, you know, Jesus told us in the Bible, in this world you shall have tribulation. Wow. So the problem wasn't the problem that came into their life, but the problem was they were built on, not on Christ, but they were built on themselves, and they were built on those fleshly things, thinking all the time that it was Christ that they were built on, and the Spirit of God was in them, amen? Was not built on Christ, who is the answer. Christ, who holds all of the answers to life. They were not really born from above. They may have been one to the church or the pastor or some good program at the church to go to, but they have never been one to Christ. So many people today go to church and are one to the church, but they're not one to Christ. There's a huge difference here. You know, most Christians pick the church they attend, you know, based on, you know, on family or ethnic affiliations. You know, does the church have, you know, some good programs for the kids, or you know, they really like the music program, or hey, they really like the pastor, is really a nice guy. But these are not the reasons to select a church to go to. Oh no, the number one reason and the only reason to select a church to go to is because God said so. God says, this is the church that I want you to go to. Now, if you use any other criteria, you are probably in error. But when God speaks His will, there is no need to wonder or guess, but rest in His word and just go along for the ride, as my Bible teacher Charles Hahn always said. Now, to be able to hear God's voice will require a relationship at some level with Him. And this also will require that you shall have some level to be born again, or that saved at some level. Amen? This is what Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3-6, to be born from above. John writes, verily, verily, and that's a double imperative, which means there is no way, no other way. This is the only way this can happen. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, said unto him, that would be Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said unto him, except a man be born of, now notice, water, that's amniotic fluid, that's not baptism, but that's amniotic fluid, water, and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Unless we are born of the Spirit, then we are only going to be born of the flesh. If there was one thing that Jesus was trying to get across to Nicodemus, it was the great need to be born from above. This is the meaning, not merely to be born again through our mother's womb, but to be born again from above. Now, Jesus actually explain what it means to be born again from above. In other words, Jesus was describing two complete, now notice, two complete distinct kinds of births, resulting in two complete kinds of human beings. Thus, we have to be born again in a way that is entirely other than our natural first birth. Yes, you and I were born and into this world, and we are a product of the human race. We are born into the race of Adam. This means that we are earthly by nature, and there is nothing of God in us through that human birth into Adam. But what we need, my friend, we need to be receive that new life that is not of this world, that is from above. We need to receive that new life that is from above in the spiritual realm. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a great week, asking you to tune in next week and hear more from the heavenly versus the earthly. God bless. We love you. Amen.